Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We've of course been following the ups and downs or ons and offs of the car powerships. First they were coming, then they weren't, then they were. Whiplash. It works faster than the Eskom announcement of load shedding. Wayne Duvenage, who is the chief executive officer at the organization and doing tax abuse. Good morning. How are you?
You're very faint. Sorry.
I've been accused of a lot of things. Being faint, not so much normally.
Can you hear us now? Yeah.
Okay, so Wayne, what is the situation with regard, what is the latest? Because really it's whiplash. It's that we can get from the situation.
Yeah, on the car powerships matter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look, I mean, we've heard a lot about it in the news, but basically what we're claiming in our papers that we've filed this week with the High Court is that Nersen never applied their minds to a number of factors and made a decision that was irrational when they granted the generation licenses to car powerships, the three floating gas energy generation ships in the three harbors around the country. Least of all, well, the fact that they haven't got environmental clearance and the port clearances and don't even have the output thing. The real issue is the cost. They've not applied their minds to the cost that South Africa will be encumbered to. About 200 billion rand is what is estimated by our consultants on this matter over the next 20 years. So, yeah, we just felt we cannot sit back and allow this to happen. So the court challenge is really to get Nersen to have that decision reviewed and to demonstrate that they have seriously contemplated all the input given by society.
There's obviously a fine line between needing the power in South Africa in a desperate situation with regard to energy and bringing in these vessels that are a problem to the environment. They're very costly and also, obviously, concerns around around corruption. How do you balance that, knowing that we need power so desperately?
Had the government really applied their minds and gone for the least cost with other renewable energy options, they would have already been a long way down the road, up and running with generating that power. Our consultants will show in reports that we'll be releasing shortly that had they've even gone that route, we would have saved hundreds of hours of load shedding in the recent year. Secondly, the car power ships, it's not like they dock tomorrow and they start producing energy. This is another year to 2 years if once the go-ahead is given. Thirdly, when you're talking about a risk mitigation to give us a bit of time to get up to speed, you don't sign a 20-year agreement for liquid gas plant where the gas prices, as you know, even before the Ukraine war, were rocketing through the roof. So you just don't go for any cost. It's still not the best decision. There are alternatives that are much better, much cheaper, much longer lasting.
So your response to this?
To what?
The Outer's response to the car power ships. What do you guys intend doing about this?
Well, we've taken it to court. We've laid charge. We've filed up on the defendants or the respondents this week. And it is to have the High Court listen to the arguments, and our desire is that the High Court sends Nersen back to the drawing board to review their decision and to do it properly. And I think if they do it properly, they will never be able to grant car power ships those licenses.
And that is where we leave it. Apologies, the line just wasn't a great one. Wayne Duvenage, Chief Executive Officer at the organization and doing tax abuse updates on the energy regulator's decision to grant three car power ships. 8:27, good morning.